it's been an ongoing challenge for South Africa to deal with illegal mining. So this does not come as a surprise. But what is strange is more the extent of it, that you could have close to about 4,000 people underground. But there's some of those, we have had the experiences of them in Johannesburg. And there were things that made government very unhappy, and that's why it's taken a firm stand, is that some of them are led by people who are very armed, so armed to the teeth that the police are scared to stop the whole illegal mining, and hence the posture taken by the minister in the presidency.
I know that the authorities are saying that they will not send food and water. How do they feed themselves if they are underground there?
Well, that's why it has created a catastrophe, because they've always had the supply. Now, with the police having cordoned the area and making sure that no supplies, they are hoping that the absence of supplies will force them to get out. And so far, they're saying about 1,000 of those illegal miners have actually started to resurface. And some of them are afraid, or all of them are afraid, because this is an illegal act, because those mines are not for mining. They're closed. And illegal mining means that once they get out, they'll be arrested. So some of them are trying to find a way of getting out without being arrested. But this is where the dilemma is.
How serious is this illegal mining in South Africa?
Well, it's very serious. I mean, it's an industry on its own that rakes about a billion or more than a billion rands. And this is money that ordinarily would have to be go through the system. But what it does is create a black market. But the other countries have dealt it with differently, have actually tried to offer licenses to these people so that it is regulated. And then when you do that, then you allow what you call artisanal mining, or the miners who are not really the big players, to start engaging. But at the moment, South Africa has not adopted that position.
Is it likely the government or the authorities could change their mind to help them?
Well, I think they will change their mind. There's so much pressure from the people in this country. The argument that is presented is that even the people who are in prison are taken care of by government, despite the fact that they are convicted prisoners. So these are people who are very desperate, who are be trying to eke out their living. And there's some arguing that maybe government should actually look at that. But at the same time, there's also a fundamental thing. We have a constitution that guarantees the right to life and requires that the right to life is also protected, and government must act in accordance to that constitutional stipulation.